Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. Are you elderly and homebound? Do you travel away from home often? Are you a business owner? No matter what your situation is, Rolladen Rolling Shutters will help you protect your family and your business. Rolladen Rolling Shutters protects you against home invasions and protects your business from burglary. Don't give criminals a fighting chance. Call now for your free estimate. Add value to your home or business. Call 702-878-1072, 878-1072, or go to RolladenLV.com.
The holidays are here. Now through December 31st, Paul Powell will be making wishes come true. Just follow the Paul Powell Law Firm on Facebook. Comment on the Daily Post what you want. And Santa Paul will choose one lucky winner each day for the holidays. Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
If your bank account is causing you headaches, switch to One Nevada Credit Union. With 46,000 free ATMs, innovative mobile apps, and convenient local branches, you can kiss your banker goodbye forever. Open an account online today or find a local branch at onenevada.org.
One Nevada Credit Union. Our one focus is you.
One Nevada is open to all Clark County residents. Federally insured by the NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
Hey, it's Mr. Pink. How you doing? You know what? I don't know about our competitors. My store is like Desert 215. The one thing we guarantee you is we will not be beat on our prices. Period. You hear me? And you know what? I dare you to try. Come see me at Desert 215 Superstore. New cars in stock, we got over 430. Pre-owned cars in stock, we got over 430. Stop waiting and come see what's waiting for you. 8030 Rafael Rivera Way. And don't forget to tell them who sent you. Mr. Pink, baby!
The same great show with the same great host.
Just at a new time.
Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful.
Now I got a little bit of Dean Martin.
It's so
good. You know, and by the way, don't just listen to Dean Martin, Frank Sinatra, and Bing Crosby during Christmas. Listen to them all the time. They're great. I love them. The whole Rat Pack. I'm Michael Schaus, filling in for Kevin Wall. And I don't know, Jim, your favorite Christmas movie?
I love It's a Wonderful Life.
Yes. Yes. That is, there's something about it. And I don't, maybe it's because it actually has kind of like dark undertones through some of it. You know, he's looking at the world if he wasn't there. You realize that movie was not popular when it first came out?
You know, I heard that and I go, how could they not love this? Because now, I mean, it's in the National Registry.
Yeah. And you know, ironically, so I guess when this is a Paul Harvey moment, you know, the rest of the story type thing. When it first came out, it really was kind of disappointing at the box office. Not a whole lot of people loved it. It was met with mild criticism and what have you. So they never really did anything with it. And then eventually when their copyright was coming up for renewal, they ended up not renewing it. And that's probably what made it popular, because all of a sudden it became public domain and all the TV stations started airing it every single year because they didn't have to pay for it.
They didn't have to pay for it, yes. And then people were actually exposed to it and they said, I love this movie.
Yeah, and it's one of the top-rated Christmas movies in the world, and for really good reason. I mean, I love the message behind it, too. It's, you know, you don't have to be a perfect person to be a good person. You don't have to be a perfect person or even trying to do good in order to do good in the world. And more importantly, you have no idea the impact you have on people around you and on the world around you. You know, that final scene when everybody's showing up and giving money, I mean, regulatory issues aside here.
Yes.
You know, it's a moving moment because all of a sudden you realize, well, he has a lot of people that love him, and he never realized it throughout the entire movie. Yeah, I agree with you. That's definitely one of my favorite films.
There's definitely a moral to that story.
Yeah, and it's one that's, you know, probably, I don't know, we could probably use a little bit more of in this world than we get, unfortunately. I am Michael Schaus, filling in for Kevin Wall, and when we get back, we got plenty more to talk about. I also have one of my favorite Christmas stories for you that we're going to close out the show with, another Paul Harvey moment, if you're old enough to remember that guy. 702-866-6700, if you want to be a part of the program. I am Michael Schaus. This is AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And at 2:31, I get a bird's eye view here, thanks to the traffic camps here in the KMZQ studios. And I do see some moderate flows out there on the 15. There is a little bit of congestion there on 15 South, beginning around Spring Milton. All the way up to Tropicana there. You know, there are some lane restrictions through that area, and they're going to be there until February. So it's always going to be congested during the daytime through that part of Interstate 15. Several accidents to look out for. Southbound Jones at Spring Mountain, that's in the early stages. Northbound Tenaya at Cheyenne, and eastbound Desert Inn, that's at Cabana Drive.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony Desiri with your KMZQ Sports Flash, powered by Progressive Insurance. Legendary Pittsburgh Steelers running back Franco Harris passed away in the overnight Tuesday at the age of 72. He was best remembered for the immaculate reception that beat the Raiders in the 1972 playoff game at Three Rivers Stadium, where he took a deflected pass into the end zone in the final seconds. Harris was a four-time Super Bowl winner and rushed for over 12,000 yards in his career. The Steelers will honor Harris by retiring his number on Saturday when they take on the Raiders, the 50th anniversary of the Immaculate Reception. Raiders at 6-8, keeping their slim playoff hopes alive. They've won four of their last five games. The Steelers are also 6-8 and will start rookie Kenny Pickett at quarterback. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony Desiri with your KMZQ Sports Flash on AM 670 KMZQ Talk Radio done right.
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think of calling for a ride, but nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that could happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you total your car. You kill someone. The results of driving drunk are tragic. That's why law enforcement is out there looking for impaired drivers to save lives. So if you think you're okay to drive after a few drinks, think again. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
Tired of the same old partisan politics? The type that gives Nevada lax voting regulations, reduced educational choice, and bloated, inefficient state government? Feel like you're swimming upstream against a tsunami of special interests and legislators intent on serving the needs of government rather than those of ordinary Nevada residents and businesses? There is hope. I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and we are working to hold our elected leaders responsible. This isn't a partisan issue. Republicans and Democrats have let down the very people they claim to represent in Carson City. For the good of our children, our parents, and ourselves, let's come together and work to put policy ahead of politics. Go to NevadaPolicy.org and learn what we're doing to stand up for your freedoms. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Welcome back. I'm Michael Schaus, filling in for Kevin Wall. And do you remember, Jim, are you old enough? Do you remember Paul Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He used to be, you know, I remember.
Good day.
Yep, good day. Yeah, the rest of the story. God, I used to love listening to that guy. He was actually one of the very first radio personalities that kind of got me interested in doing radio in the first place, which then got me to where I am in life now. So, you know, he holds kind of a special place in my heart. He had a Christmas story, and I love this story. And I'm going to go ahead and do my best to relay it. I mean, obviously nobody can do it as well as Paul Harvey actually did. But it was a story that he did every single year for Christmas. And he just called it simply The Birds. And according to legend, he searched everywhere to find out who actually wrote it. He could never find out who actually put the story together. But nonetheless, it was something that he loved and he ended up doing every single year. And this is essentially what it is. There was a man, and I'm not going to tell you that he was a Scrooge. He wasn't somebody who hated Christmas. He was a kind, decent, mostly good man. He was generous to his family. He was upright in his dealings with other men, but he just didn't believe in all of that Jesus stuff. He didn't believe in the reincarnation. He couldn't quite bring himself to believe that God would put his only son on this earth to mix and mingle with people. He just couldn't swallow the story. And it always kind of gnawed at the back of his brain whenever he was in church, because he didn't really believe it. He mostly went to church so that way he could be there with his wife and kids and you know, support them. Well, one Christmas comes along, and he realizes he can't keep doing this. So he told his wife, "Look, I'm sorry to distress you, but I'm not going to go to church with you this Christmas Eve." He told her that he would feel like a hypocrite that if he sat in church, and so he'd rather just stay at home and let them go and let them do their little religious thing. So she said that that was fine, and he stayed home, and they went to the midnight service. Well, shortly after the family drove away in the car, snow began to fall. He went to the window to watch the flurries getting heavier and heavier, and then he went back to his fireside chair and began to read his newspaper, when suddenly he was startled by a thudding sound, and then another thud, and another one. And at first he thought somebody must be outside throwing snowballs at his house. But when he went to the front door to investigate, he found a flock of birds that were huddled right outside of his window in the snowstorm. They'd been caught in the storm, and in a desperate search for shelter, they'd started to try to fly through his large landscape window that borders his living room there. And every time they would thunk right up against the window. And he looked at this, and he realized that these birds are going to die. These birds are not going to make it in the snowstorm, and if they keep on hitting the window, they're going to injure themselves. And he couldn't let those poor creatures just die in the snow, so he tried to devise a plan, and he realized his garage over there, a detached garage, would be a perfect place for them to stay safe. So he ran over, he opened up the garage, and then he decided that he'd put on a coat and some galoshes, and he tried to tramp through the snow and get these birds into the garage. The problem was, no matter what he did, they wouldn't go. First, he ran up to them, and they scattered into the snow. And that's obviously not what you want. So he let them kind of coalesce around the window again. And then he tried to shoo them very gently, but some of them were flying into the window. Some of them were flying out into the snow and getting stuck in the snow. He thought maybe food would entice them. So he grabbed some food from inside, hurried back out to the house, fetched some breadcrumbs, and he sprinkled them on the snow, making a trail of breadcrumbs. And yet still, the birds would just flap around helplessly in the snow, and they would not follow him. And that's when he finally realized they were afraid of him. To them, he reasoned, he's this strange and terrifying creature. He's got to be there to hurt them. And he started to lament the fact that he wouldn't be able to help these birds because they were too terrified of him. If only I could think of some way, he thought, to let them know that they can trust me, that I'm not trying to hurt them. I'm trying to help them. But, I mean, how could you do that? Any move that he made tended to frighten them, confuse them, terrify them, and some of them would end up getting hurt. They would not be led or shooed because they feared him. And he thought to himself, if only I could be a bird and mingle with them and speak their language, then I could tell them not to be afraid. I could show them the way to be safe and warm, to the safe, warm barn. But it would have to be one of them so they could see and hear and understand. And at that moment, the church bells began to ring. The sound reached his ears above the sounds of the wind, and he stood there listening to the bells, pealing the glad tidings of Christmas. And he sank to his knees in the snow. And that's the story of the man with the birds. And it's, to me, it was one of the most powerful Christmas stories, especially if you ever go on YouTube, find Paul Harvey saying it. It takes a little bit longer than what I just did. But the man does it masterfully. And it's got a message that hits home.
There's another, I think it's probably 7 or 8 minutes long. You know, he did those long monologues. And it's about, and it came out in 1965. And again, it has another Christian-type message to it where, you know, if I were the devil, I would do this.
Yes.
And then he lists all the things that have been happening ever since they have taken basically prayer out of the public square in schools and other places. And, yeah, the devil would do this and he would do that. It's excellent. And I think you could see it on YouTube. People listening can check it out. It's worth it. Paul Harvey. You know, if I were the devil, I would be doing this.
Yep. And it's, and you know, he did a few things like that that just made such good points about, you know, sometimes we get so wrapped up in what we're doing. We don't really bother thinking about kind of the bigger lessons there. And I think that's what, you know, this man with the birds, that's, you know, it took him doing something completely unattached from his normal daily life to realize what religion actually is and why it's important to people like his wife and his kids. Hey, plenty more when we get back. 702-866-6700 is the phone number. I am Michael Schaus, filling in for Kevin Wall on 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club. Weekday morning, 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Banks typically only lend money to people who have good credit. How does that work at Dollar Loan Center?
Actually, most people don't have the best credit, and banks have abandoned that segment of the population for years. Now, with everything being so crazy expensive, the problem's even worse. Look, try going to a bank to borrow a couple grand for a few weeks. They have no idea how to help you.
You are spot on.
We can help you this holiday season, too, and we do it every day at Dollar Loan Center. It only takes about 30 minutes, and you don't need great credit or a checking account. It's free to apply, and the first week's on us.
That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, celebrating their 25th anniversary with free loans this holiday season for all new customers. Get up to $5,000 in minutes at one of our over 50 locations, or you can also apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Free loan means if you pay off your loan in 1 week or less, the interest is free. You are still required to repay the principal amount. Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 La Una proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
670 KMZQ presents After Close the Radio Show, powered by GFL Capital Mortgage. Join your hosts, Kevin Sherba and Danny Velazquez, to start your morning off right, educating and guiding you through the mortgage process from application through closing. Learn about how to navigate through the ever-changing mortgage market. Keep up to date with current products, guidelines, and how to avoid common pitfalls. Listen every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 here on 670 KMZQ.
Licensed by Division of Mortgage Lending, Nevada license number MB42265, NMLS number 64367.
I'm attorney Kevin Rowe. Some people don't want to hire a lawyer after a car wreck because they feel sorry for the person who hit them because they think the at-fault driver will actually be the one who has to pay. The truth is, in most cases we handle, the insurance company pays for the at-fault driver's lawyers, court costs, settlement, or verdict. The at-fault driver doesn't pay anything. In court, the jury is never allowed to hear this. So if you're hurt in a wreck, make one call. That's all.
Letter and Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Randy Westbrook, managing attorney.
We are there in your community. Small business owners, mechanics, police officers, homemakers. And we are there serving our nation in the Air Force Reserve. When medical emergencies arise, we meet the challenge. In cybersecurity, protecting and defending in cyberspace. When natural disasters happen, we are there in space. As a strong part of the nation's defense, we are there in the community, and we are there for our nation. We share a vision to make a difference, united and focused, taking pride in being there in service of our country. We are Reserve Citizen Airmen, and we are there with over 180 different jobs to serve your country. Air Force Reserve.
I miss riding these trails with Mike. It's been way too long.
Mike used to come in a couple days a week for lunch. I hope he's doing okay.
Mike is one of the hardest workers I know. We miss him around here.
When someone is struggling, they often distance themselves from others. If you or someone you know needs help, visit NevadaResilienceProject.com to navigate to resources or connect with a resilience ambassador. You are not alone.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Welcome back. I am your current guest host, Michael Schaus. Kevin Wall, not here. Not here. He's supposed to be traveling. We'll see whether or not he actually is traveling, since 6,500 flights have been canceled now, and it appears that most of the country is just stuck in a very, very cold storm. It's nice to be in Vegas, though. 60 degrees. It doesn't even look that windy outside. Looks quite pleasant, actually. In the last segment, I gave you that story, The Birds. The Man and the Birds, and Paul Harvey used to do it every single year on Christmas. And I love it. And it's a great Christian story because it tells you, you know, exactly what Christianity is actually about and the idea of Jesus and the real lesson of the story of Jesus. But, I also wanted to share it because I think that it does something else too. And this is, you know, that moment at the end of the story when the man realizes that he would need to be a bird in order to shepherd the birds to safety. And then he realizes the obvious linear correlation to the Jesus story there, and he falls to his knees. You know, there's a moment there where this is something that we as a society used to understand, and we understand it a whole lot less now, that we need to understand why people think the way they think if you're going to communicate with them. And this is something we don't have. I was scrolling Twitter, which is like the worst thing you can do for your mental health, by the way, but scrolling Twitter, and everybody is just convinced that if you don't agree with them, it's because you are hateful or you're trying to destroy the country or trying to destroy democracy or whatever. You know, all the people on the left are just telling everybody on the right, you're all racist. And a lot of the people on the right are just telling everybody on the left, you guys are just a bunch of communist kooks, which might not be totally inaccurate, but still. Nobody seems to be taking the time to understand why people believe the way they believe. People have the beliefs that they have for usually very good reasons. Most people don't just kind of adopt them and then willy-nilly keep them. Most people really believe that their ideas, their values, are important. And you need to ask why. Because if you don't ask that, you're never going to be able to reach folks. And this is something that every political group that I ever talk to has got the same problem. Whether I'm talking to a room full of libertarians or a room full of conservatives or a room full of liberals, none of them want to admit that reasonable, intelligent, sane, moral, sober human beings exist en masse among those other ideologies. So many people want to think all their enemies are evil. No, most of your enemies are well-intentioned, honest, and probably very intelligent people. They merely have different perspectives. They've merely seen different things, or they look at the world in a slightly different way. And I think we kind of need to get back to that point where, you know, more of us need to have that moment in the snow hearing the church bells, where all of a sudden you realize, oh, there's a reason why people believe the way that they believe. There's a reason behind these beliefs. It's not just, oh, a nice fanciful story, you know, oh yeah, Jesus came down and he saved everybody. No, people that truly believe in the story of Jesus truly believe it for a reason. And, you know, most religions are that way. And I would say most values are that way. Most principles, most beliefs, political, religious, you name it. The way that people raise their kids, they do it for a reason. Sometimes those are bad reasons, but they do it for a reason, and you need to figure out what that reason is. Otherwise, we live in this world that we are currently inhabiting, where you've got people on both sides of the political spectrum screaming at each other. Nobody's getting along. We've got growing division throughout the country and a $1.7 trillion omnibus spending bill that just gets shoved through at the last minute because we have so fundamentally broken our political and governing systems. We've got to, you know, get away from that. When we get back, I'm going to talk a little bit about, you know, how we get away from that. And I think a big part of it is just focusing less on it. You know, we can live a life where politics is not the most important thing that happens day to day. You know, in fact, that's probably a far more healthy way to go throughout the world. I mean, yes, politics matter and definitely take action when needed, but also take a break, man. You know, enjoy it. Enjoy your Christmas holiday. Enjoy New Year's or something. And then, you know, politics will still be here when you get back. 702-866-6700 if you want to weigh in before the end of the program. I am Michael Schaus, filling in for Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Carry on, my wayward son. Don't you cry no more.
Carry on, all the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Stop in today and get a premium synthetic blend oil change for just $29.95.
Hey, I switched off the radio. I want to tell you, your heater's not working. Come get a new car or a used car, I don't care, and get a car with the heaters working, all right? It's cold outside. Come see me at Sahara Chrysler Dodge Ram on the corner of Sahara Decatur, 5050 West Sahara.
Mr. Pink, baby!
Does your car need work? Are you putting it off because you dread the hassle of taking it to a shop? Now you don't have to with RepairSmith. RepairSmith mechanics come to you and do the work in your driveway. That's right. Any work your car needs, from simple jobs like oil changes to major repairs, they do it all at your house or workplace, even on weekends. Your day can go on as planned. Expert RepairSmith Auto Mechanics will arrive with all the parts your car will need, so there are no delays. Your car is ready right on time, and they'll leave your driveway spotless. How much does it cost? RepairSmith's prices are competitive with your local shops. Why hassle with taking your car to a shop when the shop will come to you? Go to RepairSmith.com for your free instant quote, plus get $25 off any work over $99 with code QUOTE. That's RepairSmith.com, code QUOTE. RepairSmith.com, code QUOTE.
Olivia from Washington. Laid off and trying to keep our little kids from realizing that mommy and daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger from California. I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to